Bang head where the niggas get geeked. Had some niggas selling them dimes on the front street. Right there in front of Shot at Low Shot. Right there where the nigga rolled up and got popped. I ain't seen nothing. Right there by the checkers.
Pick and pay.
Right there by my auntie. Make the left at the motherfucking Chevron. Post it up. Shit, that's where you might find me.
Damn.
You coming back up or you going down Jackson Park? We don't lack up. You better hit and get home with the backup. You better go back down there with the backup. Hit Hollywood, Hollywood Cold. We go to Flip a Temper and stop by the store. That's the do drop in and you do drop in to get the 125-25 or the 125.
No, the west side, where I ride. Take the motherfucker down to South Cobb Drive. Now we in Cobb County. Police behind me. What a nigga gonna do? They can't find me. Hit the smash out. Hit the 285 to the south side. Jumped off on Camelton Road and then I caught that bitch straight to Camp Creek and then busted left. Then I came down south a little more.
Hey.
Better hit old nasty, fly by, knock out something when you're coming down bumping. Oh, remember where the old Dennis used to be at? Yeah, nigga hit the hotel smell, trying to find him a little tail. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, nigga. Say a lot of nigga hey, pulling them triggers.
I
you going
ATL,
by Pascal's
I don't
or
know
what?
Nothing
ooh,
about none
trying
of that
to catch
shit.
You a big nut.
For my nigga, ooh, I'm sleeping in the hotel lobby and I got ooh. A motherfucking pussy lip on my eyelid. Damn, what happened? I ain't capping. Nigga in this motherfucker and we straight rapping on the dome. We got Fable in this bitch and I know he going crazy cause he just left his home and you know it's going down off the head. Nigga Fable might grab on his leg. You know it's going down in this bitch one time. Yes, gonna do it off the motherfucking rhyme.
Can't get him mic'd up.
On the beat. Get him mic'd up. Tiptoeing, nigga, you know we don't give a fuck. Got Thad over there,
right
he ain't really doing shit, but we fuck
right
with
up.
The nigga so you ain't gotta miss. Hey, oh.
Let's put him in the middle.
Okay, let's do it.
Appreciate that. Here you go.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga.
We gonna put you right here. Ooh! That's some good titty music right there on the Tuesday. We gonna put you in right here. Nigga. This your water, Chico?
Yeah.
85 South, nigga. 85 South, we're in the 85 now. We on the 85 side. 85 side got an 85 mouth.
On the 85 couch. Yeah. We in 85 mouth. And you know I spent the night at a big bitch house. We ain't never going out. She can put a nigga out because I live here. Because I paid the rent.
She must have had a big, big mouth. Because you telling she already told. She already showed. They done already know.
Oh.
She gonna already go.
Oh, you know how it go. You know how it go. It's the 85 South and Fable.
Oh.
That nigga geeked up. He came at the door. Got a couple Percocets in his pocket. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You heard what he said. I said you heard what he said. Percocets in his pocket. Got the nigga seeing spaceships on Bankhead.
On Bankhead.
Can't help it.
Hey, I'm you starting to see spaceships on Bankhead.
That's the hook right there.
I'm starting to see spaceships on 85 South. 85 South.
Ooh.
I'm starting to see spaceships on 85 South. 85 South. I'm starting to see spaceships.
Now
on.
Let me tell you what it was. I was chilling in the city. An alien bitch done pulled up in the spaceship
ooh.
And pulled out about 8 cities.
Ooh.
Let that sink in.
Ooh, she
just
was
think
an
about
alien.
That. What you
Homo
think about?
Sapien.
Yeah.
But I ain't trying to cape a friend.
Hey.
I might pull a cape a friend.
Ooh. Okay.
Turn into a fucking ape, my friend. Go off in that motherfucker like Ben. A big foe. Ooh. Watch the hit bag at the dough. Ooh. Get a big bag at the dough. Ooh. Walk up out that bitch with a fo-fo. Tell her carry that shit. Cause to catch me, bitch, you going down, ho. You going down.
We need us a group. Hey, Kitty. I'ma suck on it. That's that work.
What?
By the time I got to the fourth one, I had to stop because my jaw started hurting.
Ooh,
I said
stop.
I can't do it.
Hold up, wait. We ain't gonna go that way. Freestyle just stopped. Pray for Jesus.
I said the titty though. Fabo! Goddamn, Fabo, I said the titty. Nigga.
I stayed down the street in Atlanta. You leave P Street and you go about 3 streets down. On where you don't wanna be. You see it snow in the bluff.
I did.
I grew up down in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had to switch it up.
And no nigga jaw hurting down there.
All right. We had the alien bitch titties. You
was by yourself.
I was by myself. I know, that's why my shit didn't fuck
you, it. You was in that little part that come off the Star Trek and hey. Then go out and start, you know,
the ramp.
When they come off the Enterprise and go down by itself.
Uh-huh.
You down there then.
Oh, okay. All right, appreciate you. Well, fuck it then.
Yeah. We threw that one.
Yeah.
He killed it.
Killed it. Damn it, Chico.
I don't know how to go behind that.
Jay Wynn, give us another one.
You ain't from that side of town, though, is it?
They gonna say Chico killed it.
I noticed that. I know.
Give us another one. We'll come back to that one. There you go. Shit, I told y'all my nigga would come. What's happening? What's up, Gang Violence?
What's up, my nigga?
Yeah, what's up, my nigga? Nigga, look at my shit.
We'll be getting started.
I'm good. Cool.
I'm catching the vibe before we start.
It's all good. It's all
you had one not too long ago. I thought about you when I looked at this shit. I'm like, that nigga goddamn sent that bitch in the mail.
What you got on? What? You fuck with him? When he came over, you got these 2 years ago?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Nah, I said I was asking Chico. Mm-hmm. These one of the ones that came out.
I got all y'all fucked up.
And got slept on.
Yeah, I got all y'all fucked up. My shoe got two straps on them.
Double strap.
These bitches came in a case. You came with my belt.
You want to switch sides, fly? All right.
Oh, nah, nigga, you got another special nigga in the house tonight. Don't get that nigga his special mic, none of that. We know you good already. You got to get a messed up mic. It's like when you come on my house, I'm so good at Mortal Kombat, I give you the messed up joystick.
You know it. You know
just
it,
so
you
I know how good I am.
Got a West Side
taking
in the building.
West Side taking over, man. Hey. Your nigga been another mode when we bring the West Side over.
You know,
I know it.
Bruh, get wet. I told them before you had your car parked up all that time. As soon as you got some money, they thought you walked out there and put the money in the car. Bruh, what type of nigga that is?
Man, I said, bruh, been up there
for so long.
Now the nigga out there
and say, I signed with these folks. He come on out the next day. I said, boy, I already know what they did. Say, he done went out there and put the money in the trunk. The money in the car. Boy, I almost started crying.
This nigga broke all my windows.
I seen it.
You got rid of that truck. Hey, you got rid of the truck, then.
He let them bitches set up. Like, he let them bitches set up there so they can see what they did to and talk shit to.
That was so bad. I jumped off the tires. Regular official tires, stock tires.
That man was mad as hell, boy.
Nigga tried to take my tire, nigga. I'm riding. Nigga was riding it too. He honking the horn. I'm like, put my scrap on my lap. I'm like, roll the window down. I'm like, what's up, bro? He like, hey, nigga, I'm letting you know your back tire wobbling in the bitch. I'm like, I knew I felt soft. Nigga, I get out of the car, nigga. All my
business
gone.
Wow.
Gone. Nigga tried to get me while I was handling my business.
I was about to say, nigga tried to get your shit while you was riding, nigga.
The way I got my truck set up, the nuggets, you need a lock. You need a certain lock to get it off. So when them niggas figure that shit out, they tried to come back. They
you know what that
they
that
twist lock. It off and tried to come back.
That lock on them lug nuts do?
Yeah.
They don't do nothing but make the niggas who steal rims mad as hell.
I bought
the rim lock, the other one, you know, the security.
Man,
that motherfucker took all them bitches and stole my rims and threw all of them in the yard. Man.
Just to let you know, bitches don't work.
You can keep them back. Put them
in the let you know, bitches don't work.
Next time, fuck that. Yeah, if you want them, we get them.
That's crazy, man.
Lug nuts all in
the yard. I got out and ran in the mall, parked in the front and perimeter mall. And I was in there. I went in there to get something fixed on the ring, came back out, it was gone.
The whole car, my vert, they got
my 7-4, took the rims and stuff. I just started back working on it. They took the rims off of it, took all the music out of it, took the whole dashboard, all of everything.
Hey, man.
Put them on brick.
Yep. Yo, you this Atlanta shit, you niggas, them niggas down here breaking the cars like New Jersey Drive, nigga. Y'all got this, boy.
Because niggas steal everything.
What? We stupid as fuck.
We
weren't going to park it right up at the park.
Going right in, try to keep it running. I'm going from Maddox to English. Nigga fuck with you, but nigga is gonna take your shit. I fought with him, but I got to have it.
But you looking at one of them niggas that ride around the park 13 times playing Scotty. Boom, boom, just so you can hear my music. Boom, boom, boom.
Crazy.
Keep coming by y'all like this. Why you think I smile so much? I learned that at the park.
For real?
On Sunday.
Oh, I thought your age
I used to have dollar shots in the car.
Dollar shots?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that was a nigga.
What?
Nigga.
What?
I just said, when you made the last statement, I knew you went from where I was from.
Yeah, I'm not from. I'm from DC.
Okay, when the dollar shot on Sunday, look store be closed on Sunday. Everybody go to the park, run into the nigga with the dollar shot. That means you spent $1, he got a little cup, he posts on him in there. You try to get him to pull a little bit more for you. You understand me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sir. Skate.
Damn.
You damn near tap it a little bit.
He also
said
Bill Strength Shooters and Brillo.
He also said what?
Cigarillo, Black and Mild, Swiss Sweet, Peppermint, Jolly Rancher. It's really the
bathroom liquor store.
It's the bathroom
man on wheels. That's crazy.
That's what I used to be the weed man that had a weed and a Swiss.
Get what happened? Niggas start sitting there smoking one with you every time.
No, I went with that shit.
Why?
Because I ain't got niggas.
Pray for Jesus.
You telling me I got to smoke with every customer that buy with me? Yeah. I'm going to be high.
Okay, tell this out.
It's hell.
For everybody who come to you, hold up. But everybody who come to you show, you get that dollar back. You see what I'm saying?
They don't get the blunt. But see, I had $4.
Every time you eat or use a restroom, you don't smoke a blunt.
What you say?
Every time you eat or use a restroom, you don't smoke a blunt.
I do.
Okay, well, that what you get, you don't have to smoke that
blunt.
See,
I didn't want to smoke with them niggas. See, yeah. Then I started going into my stash. Because, you know, once the trap get
boom. Oh, so you saying when he smoked one, you got to smoke one with him.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, no.
So you the weed
I'm
man.
Trying to save he your right. weed.
You okay. actually obligated you don't take to no smoke shots? One with him.
I do take shots. I had $4.
Then when you get him out of bank it, when he smoked with you, nigga, you get all of those shots.
See,
back.
I didn't want to smoke with him. You already get $4 set.
But just hear my jet, everybody.
If you getting a $4 set, I really
how come
like
the
you.
Nigga who always come with $4 just got all that game?
I'm talking about good $4. They crispy.
And
too.
Then pull it out like they right with it. He want to look over every set.
Hey, let me
I
see.
Already know he shot.
Let me see.
Cause he go looking over every set. Oh, this bitch right here fat.
Right now. Y'all,
this bitch right here fat.
This bitch fat.
This it right here.
But you know what? If you had $5, you get a battle. Stupid ass boy. What the fuck wrong with you? Nigga, why do you want to settle for $4?
Listen.
This is my question.
The beat on your door so hard. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Got $8.
Hey, Lil Mac, bro, I gotta go to work.
I got $8.
More like, where you hit my goddamn door? Boy, you waking my goddamn baby up, boy.
$8.
Where you on it? Boy, I ain't got the goddamn $4, boy. Come on, get in for me real quick before I go to work. Come on, bro, I don't fuck with you like this all the time, man. You know, I'm the one to come everything. I'm like, bro, they're gone. They're coming.
Gone get.
They're gone.
They always gotta tell you how much they spent with you. Don't laugh with how much I spent.
Then he pull out
with
a whole bag of change. He gotta count it all right now.
God, hey,
hold up. Then my question. DC.
And nickel.
How you keep your $4 sacks away from your $5 sacks?
You put them in different colors.
Nah,
bags.
Look.
Oh, my God.
Bruh. Ooh.
Red sack, ooh. They look. They real look.
Look, they look.
You see the 10-10?
The 10-10, they
like that, but I can get the 11.
You get the 125 10s, like 125, 125. 125, 25.
That were for like $15 for.
No.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to do the big 10-10 like that?
See the. Oh. See, I ain't did it in a minute.
Yeah, see, 125-10 gonna be the big one. 10-10, a little small.
And then you got the 11-8.
You got the double zero. That's what you saying. You gonna give them $4 at it.
It was so hard to goddamn open them bitches up. That's what I learned about the ass.
Yeah, they'd have been the double zero, like the little small nigga. Well, I'd be mad. Where you come to nigga about 3 o'clock in the morning? You go, hey, trying to serve you little bitty bitches out the window, boy. But I cut through that, boy. You gonna give me 3 of these. That where 3 for the 10 came from.
3 for the 10.
Nigga had them little bit ass motherfucker, boy, trying to give them little bit ass bags of weed, boy. Now,
what the fuck was you using to put them in the bag?
You ain't got nothing but a cardboard and
motherfucking tweezers.
Tweezers,
you been grabbing them bitches and put them in
this
that motherfucker.
This stuff in weed bags with tweezers, my nigga.
Hey, Chico, it's some petty hustlers.
Bruh, I wish a nigga would try me with a little bit of sack. You ain't got nothing but a goddamn air conditioner right here and a little piece of cardboard. I'll reach in and slap shit out you, boy.
This how long this shit been going on.
In the trap, bro.
You remember on Outkast song, Dirty South?
Uh-huh.
You don't remember what Cool Breeze said? See, never
why
did
I
think.
Cool Breeze on me right now.
I got groomed. That's some peewee sex a beat and took this town.
Say.
That's what he was talking about, them motherfuckers.
Little small. Let me tell you something.
When I realized nigga was coming short and I was stuffing the bag too fat, I said, no, sir, I got to have something for the short coming.
You need a cigar?
You
need to smoke bad, don't you?
Stop the whole show. Hey, let me get one of them damn blunts over there.
It's like
you go.
Make sure she get one.
Here you go,
baby. Here
you go. You got a couple of them coming. You need
another one. I ain't lying.
God damn. She said, excuse me, my brothers. I'm sorry. You guys continue to have your little reunion, but let me get one of those up off.
Hey, you know what? This would be the perfect time for this right here. Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. We are in here. DC.
I got another kind too.
What the hell?
Yeah, I was two numbers outside.
Like, listen, these niggas on the West Side reunion. They having a whole West Side reunion.
Y'all don't understand. West Side.
Man, see each other everywhere, but we be so busy, we just be passing each other. RIP, shout it. We be shit without shouting.
Legend.
Look, man, that's what exactly what I was getting to.
Man, we see each
we
other for years, but
a real West Side legend
be past
in this motherfucker. You know him.
Oh, Mr. Geek Music. Mr. Pray for Jesus. Mr. Tatted Up.
Mr. Bitch, you can't do it like me.
Oh. Mr. Spaceship's on Bankhead. Don't
grab your motherfucking leg, nigga, and put it on your shoulder. You hear me?
I'm starting to see spaceships on Bankhead.
Let me tell you something. We were starting to look for the bitch.
Yeah, nigga, I'd like to see one of them motherfuckers.
We were starting to look for the bitch. We were like, man, what the hell is this?
It was so believable.
He's like, he on Bankhead.
My nigga, when I first came, my first time ever coming to Atlanta, I came down here, my uncle do hair. And we was coming out.
Wait.
Bro, I don't even think you need to tell no more stories.
You got me fucked up.
Bro, that like the like second uncle, story you done told, though, no, bro. That was just like
a gangster, nigga.
It be something in your story, bro.
We learned how to do hair when he went to jail.
What I'm trying to tell you is, like, listen. What? All right, my mom dropped me off over my dad's house, 14 years old. I was over in Jonesboro South. My dad came out there and the nigga said, look, nigga, I don't want you in my house before I get out of work. Nigga, I know your mama told me what you were doing. I don't need you around my woman. Look at that nigga like, I'm 14. What the fuck I supposed to do till you get out of work?
Boy, yeah, like, I don't want you around my woman.
I get out of school at 2, boy. He get home about 6, 7 o'clock. So I gonna start sitting on the steps and shit like that. He's like, I'm just giving you a story that you tell around, nigga. Don't tell you, man.
Fuck out of here, Fable.
Like I teach you something, boy.
Nigga, my uncle do hair, nigga. One of the coldest niggas to do hair. We came down here for the Bronner Brothers convention and shit. And as soon as we got in Atlanta, nigga, we heard motherfucking Laffy Taffy. This is the first time I ever heard anything sound like this. I'm a DC nigga. We ain't never heard no shit like this before. So my first question to you is, nigga, these niggas is having a reunion.
I don't know what you heard about.
I heard your song. I know you.
Pray for that nigga. Jesus said, we on 3 pills. We negotiation need another 3 mil. Bitch, you better tell Jesus. It was clear in the song. It was me and Faye Beasley. You know, we were hanging out a little bit before the rap game, so he kind of was just telling on me a little bit right now.
I was just trying to figure it out.
I ain't never said
that story, nigga. I ain't never said that.
You want to hear my story? Okay, I was standing outside a club, Miami. I had on some baseball socks. And that's why I went right there today. They wouldn't let me in the club. It was me and 3 bitches. All of them standing out there. And they were talking about, well, you know, they were going through that shit. But they were photo rap. And we had some baseball socks. And they said he wasn't going to let me in without my shoes on. And so Jesus.
Time out, nigga.
See,
time out. Don't skip over that, nigga.
I just told him I had on.
What outside with baseball socks?
I'm known for my baseball socks right now, 20 years later. That worked out for me.
You got on baseball socks right now.
That worked out for me, bruh. What is you talking about? Still wear long socks.
I got you, but with the shoes, you ain't had no shoes on, nigga. You got there looking like a ninja.
Man, the hoes were geeked up, bruh. That's just what we was on.
So you were moonwalking to the goddamn club.
Oh, look. I was thinking about Charles Manson without all the killing. Me and the girl that were with us, we was in there on some, and we just didn't look like we needed to be in the club. So Jeezy done walked by with these suitcases and shit. I'm looking at them niggas, they look like they like came from the office building to the club or something, you know, but they were making a move or something, I don't know. I seen the movies and shit. When they got a briefcase, he going in the club, shit about to happen, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I wanted to get on in there for real then.
Right.
But I just wanted to get on in the club, because, you know, everybody know who I was back then. I went rapping then, though, so I keep saying that for a reason.
Right. What you
were
saying?
You were singing
then? I ain't never sang, but nowhere in jail. See, you had to know me from jail to know I was a singer.
Oh, we're talking about
nigga, hold on, bro. Tonight is the night. Yeah. I've been up here. It's all I can do. Living in the hole like this, drawing pictures on envelopes, nigga, with the little heart and everything for your girl. Telling lies and shit. Hey, you talking about? Look, you made me forget what the hell I was
you
about to tell
you. You was about to walk in the club with those
two briefcases.
Nah, I was pad that. We had them
fuses. You was about to walk in the club with those
two. What I was going to say. Rewind the camera.
Yeah, no shoes.
You ain't rapping.
Nah, that was, I had them left that alone.
You wasn't rapping.
I was finna tell you something else, though.
But they know you from rapping
Jesus
at that point.
Jesus had the
briefcase. He had to mess me up. I was finna go somewhere
Jesus
totally
had
different.
He had the briefcase. You ain't have no shoes.
I wasn't gonna tell the rest of that story, because that was it. You don't kind of tell it
That's
all.
That's it?
Yeah, that
so
was it.
So you just saw Jesus, and you still ain't put no shoes on.
That was
on.
Just the night that I met Jesus. Oh, so evidently, we had a great time, because we ended
Hold up. Wait a minute. You went from not having no
nigga,
shoes on.
The next time I heard from the nigga, he was just saying, Fabo, I got you. You don't have to give me nothing for this. So evidently, he had a good time. You feel me? At the club that I was at, well, I had a good time. I had 3 bitches with me. He had 75 people with him.
But you ain't had no shoes on.
I must have made an impact with the couple of people I was with.
Right.
Yeah. I'm good at what I do. Pray for Jesus.
Fuck you, man.
Ooh. Bruh. I listen to your lyrics, man. Yeah. And it's like, you say that shit with so much passion. It makes me feel like I know who the fuck you talking about. So I gotta
set
ask, how is Chocolate, Portia, and Yasmin? How are they
Chocolate and Portia, those were my homegirl. Chocolate, R.I.P. Chocolate, that was actually shot a little baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
She was my homegirl, and Portia was the girl down the sidewalk. They wouldn't get up, and I went to the studio and just had to make that song that night, and I was still mad at them.
Oh.
Damn, you said they dangerous.
Nah, my sister Yasmin, you know, that's just my sister. Yasmin, my sister.
I felt like they was dangerous when you said
too.
That.
She shot the fuck too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever seen my show on Instagram where I be telling people, get the fuck out of
yeah.
my life?
Yeah, I seen that. The nigga yeah. jump
she
up and grab both feet.
She all the questions and shit. She be on that bitch telling them, show me the up, down braid. I ain't never seen that shit in my life. But every nigga with a perm in his head or something like that, I come on there and some dread.
Yeah.
I ask him the question, everybody go crazy.
I did see when you made the nigga jump up and grab both lips.
Boy, you got the L.A. motherfucking now, man. How the fuck?
What's my motherfucking name? Oops.
That nigga look half cleaner and a half predator.
I'm not Snoop Dogg. I'm Oops Dogg.
I'm not even gonna flex, my nigga. You fucking these niggas. You fucking these niggas up.
But let me
go.
I don't know
what's
going on, that nigga.
I thought I was, bro, I was wearing a bald head since I was in high school. I thought I was bald. Everybody who know me.
What's wrong with you,
fam? I just woke up one day and, you know, I used to wear this shit before Cisco and all them niggas. See, you ain't know that either, did you?
No,
man.
Yeah,
see, I was on song with Drum and Pastor Troy in, 98, 99, something like that.
It's on the map.
See, it's on the map. See what I'm saying? Look at that. Boy, I know ATL history. So I've been around way before these niggas. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, I went blonde hair way back then. But see, Cisco came out and he fucked it all up. I'm standing in front of the store selling dope. That nigga was.
I got cut this shit. Over. You were singing the jam.
Nah, I cut that shit the next day.
It was a rap.
A nigga called me Cisco one time. I got to fight, and it was over with.
It was over. I didn't like that shit.
Standing in front of Hollywood Plaza in front of Jurassic Park, but it just didn't get right. Went, oh, they're dragging, whatever that nigga was singing, it went right.
Who is Barbara?
Barbara Bush.
That's who you were singing to at the
Oprah
end of the
Oprah Winfrey.
Barbara Bush.
Martha Stewart. Hillary Clinton. Barbara Bush. They all
so
got,
rich,
they
rich
got some
white
secret
women.
Tattoos. And all that just felt like they had secret tattoos. Like, I was just saying, you know,
why Barbara on. Though? Because nigga, when
I
you
was just saying Barbara,
you hit that bitch and everybody was like, I don't know Barbara, but that's my part.
But hey, believe it or not though, dude, I was on like 10 when I came in.
I believe it.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, somebody called me from somewhere else and they were like, yo, they got the young dudes in the studio. I had already heard a song with my homeboy City, that my partner. And I had heard the song with him, you know. And City was always telling me something about the blood, but they called me that night. You know, I'm just chasing the bag. You feel me? At that time, but you up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you in studio, 25, 35, 45, you know, that I would count it. But, you know, I just so happened to hang out with him at a little convention thing or whatever, and we pushed the issue. Started pushing for him and stuff like that, started performing the song, and, you know, they took the part that I had in the beginning and put it at the end. I actually did that as soon as I walked in the studio. He was like, I need you to get on this song. I walked in there and did that. And then wrote the verse.
Dang.
So you went and said, bye-bye.
That shit was all as soon as I walked in the studio.
The first thing came in your head.
Man, like I said, when I first heard you, it was something I never heard before. Because I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum. I'm Mrs. Jiggle Dick. I want to know. Ow! Because he's a dick. I got to call me John. Because I stayed so hard. You can suck me for a long time. Oh, my God.
Yo, this ain't the dance.
Oh, with the candy stone.
Then I'm going to get the finger on Joe. I roll,
damn.
It's off,
damn.
I know,
damn.
It's the summertime, but you
let me. Hey, let me tell you something, gang. We skated to that shit not knowing you was talking about drugs.
Nah, I wasn't talking about drugs on that song.
What?
I'm looking for Miss Bubblegum, that's pussy.
Exactly.
I'm Mr. Chico Stick, that's a dick. I want to dun dun fuck.
Uh-huh.
Because you so thick.
The whole song was just, like, girl, call me Jolly Rancher. I stay so hard. Uh-huh. Like this. I was talking about fucking the
that's
whole song.
Why
I ain't saying nothing about no
nothing
drugs.
Noise.
Oh! That Barbara!
No, that was just me.
Me and you.
What I'm saying is, like, you looking at the songs like you trying to find something in the songs. I'm just a nigga high as hell in the booth saying some shit.
Having fun.
Going
I don't
crazy.
Know why a nigga can relate to it like that. I don't know how to explain it. If you want to lie, I tell you a lot. See, where her ever was, my granddad taught me that. No, it ain't going to tell you no lie, bro. I don't know.
So you fucking right.
Just doing it just naturally. That's just going to come up out of you.
I don't look at what I do as dancing. I just get on stage like I don't know what I'm I'ma do when I get out. I just don't wanna do what he did. Exactly. Like, I can do the woe. I do all that shit. You ain't seen me in, you gotta catch me. You know, I can do all, I try to practice what they doing and all of that. And I, every time I get up, I'ma do it this time. I get on stage and
yeah, we great.
Nobody do that shit like, nigga, you got there.
You a motherfucking legend, guy.
Some other shit I love when you say in this song, when you just randomly like, stop $2.
Stop, Fabo.
Who is $2?
That nigga who I was trying to sing on track while I'm getting off. Wait your turn.
Oh, that's your alter ego.
So he want to jump
that's
in
where you had right niggas writing letters in the hole.
Everybody, my friend called me $2. You know what I mean? Y'all know me as Fabo or whatever, because that's like my nickname in the hood. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody, I like to be called $2. Like, I don't, people who call me Fabo, I either went to school with you, you know me from the rap. And I started rapping like fresh out of prison. I had did like 2 years in prison from 97 to 99. When I got out, I just turned into a rapper like as soon as I got out. So, you know, everybody knew me for Fabo. Okay. But, you know, I had to earn that $2 name in the street.
Did you start rapping in jail? Is that where it came from?
Yeah, I basically just beat on the trash can. Like, nigga be out there playing basketball. I suck at basketball, so I'm like Dennis Rodman. I just go out there and start tackling niggas. You know.
All over the concrete. Hold on, $2.
Let me ask you this, though.
Hey, man, somebody gonna get $2, man. That nigga tripping, man.
So you talking about how you start? How you link up with Rocco?
Oh, I ain't never hook up with Rocco. I don't think I ever met Rocco, but probably one time in the club or something like that. Dro had, I think Dro, when he left from, see, me and Dro used to be a group.
Yeah.
And we left out of Bankhead on the same day with the same nigga. And wherever that nigga at, him can find you, the motherfucker. I still in town, your ass. But yeah, we left out of Bankhead with the same nigga. And he tried to sell us the same dream. Then Shawty got down. We went feeling that shit. We went our own path. We hooked up with Raheem the Dream. And Rod was a good nigga. He just got down, really showed us how to work the game. But we went listen to him. He was telling her to make girl songs the whole time. Nigga sitting down there, I'm on the police, man on my door, with the GBI. My shit get on the radio. I got playing like, what you talking about, bro? They listen to this shit. You gonna go to the top. And I was like, man, no, I like this shit. It's on the map. Boom, drummer go to jail, Pastor Truff. You know, he go his own way with the drinking there. He was just switched up the whole style. I was stuck. You know, I hit the street again. Like, boom, I'm back in the street. So yeah, I you know, Rod really showed up the game. Rod in the dream, that nigga was true.
Appreciate rocking
yeah.
that, man.
For real.
I'm gonna keep fucking saying it. You are
me and Dro
fucking
got a whole
legend.
CD. We got a whole CD.
We had that nigga Dro in here. That nigga
Dro. I got you that.
Dro came, nigga, and wiped the booger on the couch, nigga. What? Real talk. That nigga Dro wiped the booger.
We had it straight.
Yeah, we got it cleaned up. We steamed it.
Where he put it at?
It was weeks ago.
You might be sitting. He said on the couch. You might be sitting on.
I ain't
gonna
tell you. I done
farted
on them motherfuckers.
Where you farted at?
That nigga over there.
That nigga took the booger and was like, thank you, Chico. You. I'm like, God damn.
They gonna disrespect that.
So you ain't
like
see
that.
Where it go?
Nah, nigga, it was over there.
You got a nigga looking for that. Look like it, right? Then it's a little spot behind me right there and shit.
I don't know what that is.
So that might be it right there.
So what made
you? He must have looked at that spot and then thought about it.
Yeah, because you said, bro, that shit made me remember that nigga wiped that booger.
Pray for Jesus.
That's retarded.
Pray for Jesus.
Nah, for real though, Fabo. Like, so what made you do the infamous? You know what I'm saying? When you go up there and you do your motherfucking shit, the fucking kickback, grabbing the lid. Literally, you grab that motherfucker and put it over your shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, I just did that shit at a show one night. We was in one of them country towns or whatever, and I just did it at a show, and I seen I could do it. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Nigga,
I
had nigga that walk
show.
Around with no socks on, but, he can do anything, nigga. That
I had socks on, I didn't have on no shoes. See, you didn't get it. See, well, we all had on the same pair of black and white baseball socks. It was all white with the black going up the side, and we had on like the baseball outfit, and we walk around like this.
What the fuck type zombie shit, yo?
On the west side, man.
Like, they about to fight back. Man,
that's why he went with us in the club.
Hey man, one of your
my
hardest.
My Marsha Bell.
One of your hardest verses to me
yeah.
is on I'm a J.
I'm a J.
But then you had the ad lib where you can't sing. You can't
I
sing.
I just felt like on
help
that song.
Me.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga.
Man, I
are
just
you
feel
okay?
Like it's a different world out here, man. Like, it's like,
but are you okay though?
Yeah.
You was kept, you kept saying,
I asked
help
for
help.
I asked for help 75 times.
I know, that's why I'm asking, nigga. You all right?
Nobody in that
didn't
song.
Nobody even help that nigga. They was just like, this okay. shit's bumping. Take from the top.
Take some time.
Payback.
Yeah. Take some time.
This nigga literally in the booth. Help me.
Nobody in that song. nobody came in there and checked up on
him. Nobody.
I watched the fly before that. That little fly guy caught me. He turned into the fly. He was like, help me.
Oh, no.
You thought you was a fly, nigga?
Nah, you ain't never seen the movie.
You ain't never seen the movie.
I thought that nigga turned into a fly.
You ain't never seen the movie.
The shit crazy.
Oh.
White man turned into a fly.
You ain't never seen the fly.
No.
Homework.
I gotta go do
that. Oh, boy, you go. Watch it with a girl. Bruh,
watch it with a girl. Ooh, the fly.
So scared the hell out of her. She don't wanna watch it.
The nigga turned into a fly.
He literally turned into a fucking fly. It's a nasty shit.
Disgusting, my nigga.
White people, white man turned into a fly.
Snot, all type shit on his body, shit nasty.
The nigga
I ain't really got time, man. Let me go ahead and be clear, man. Check this out. If you looking for a good place, man, to have fresh food, deliver on time, and give back to the community, nigga, HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe route, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. You know, because I got a second baby, you dig? So I got to have somebody who gonna bring the food fresh. I'm talking about on time, and it's already prepped up. So when I cut it out and put it on the stove, it take me about 15 minutes. Hey, man, anybody out there like saving money? You like discounts? Well, guess what? You can save up to 28% by using HelloFresh versus your grocery store shopping trip. HelloFresh offers fresh, high-quality ingredients every week for a super flavorful experience. So what I'm trying to tell you is, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80. And you know what? I told you to give back. On your first meal at HelloFresh.com, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take off $80. Yes, sir. So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80 to get that discount. Don't worry about it. Don't trip. Because HelloFresh be cutting out all the stressful meals, planning and grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get to the dinner, all right? So go on and get your cook on. Make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/85South80 to get $80 off your first meal. And guess what? Included your free shipping. We going to make sure it's free. Oh, yeah, we going to make sure it's free. But you know what? Restrictions apply. So make sure you go to HelloFresh.com and figure it out.
It's a real meaning though, man. I like to say, you know, when you say geeked up, I feel like, you know, it means you crunk, you gifted, you lifted. But where I'm from, nigga may say geeked up, he hot. And so, you know, everybody where I'm from, you know, I seen my mama, you know, all these people in the street struggling or whatever. You know, I got all these uncles and everybody, you know. My mom selling blunts, straight shooter, Brillo pads, 800, Cisco, all of that every day, all day. And I felt like when I got a little older, shit, we buying bottles, fifths. I'm smoking ounces. I'm at the house. I got 2 ounces on that. We'll smoke these ounces. We'll roll out, man. We used to roll up all the blunts and put them in a bowl. So I was like, shit, if my mama geeked up, I'm spending more money on shit than my mama is. So I'm going to be geeked up, too. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, using that term, it was more of a term of endearment or something like that from, you know, being a product of my environment. And so I felt like I'm hyped up still. Still mean I'm hyped up. I'm lifted. I'm gifted. But I figured it's that place that you can go to that can't nobody else go, but only you can pull yourself back from. Like, you get into it with your mama, and she make you want to do something, but you walk outside, the first nigga who you get into it with, boom, that's that geek that you still on. Like, we gotta knock you out. You still mad at your mama. You really still mad at your mama, but.
Yeah, you take it out on who you get. You see what I'm saying? You mad at, right?
I'm saying that's that place. Like, you get to argue with your girl, you know, the nigga in the street, you pull the tools. Only you can pull yourself back from that place. That's that geek. That's how I look at it. And I say, the same thing with a nigga who at the store. He hustle all day for like, what, $1.50 so he can go in there and buy a little pint of liquor. And he like to get geeked up quick. He gonna drink that bitch and you walk by the store, you see him right there farting and peeing and shit. He just wanna go there a little quicker. You feel what I'm saying? Some people don't have to get high at all. So, you know, it's just about you trying to deal with your reality. And so when you hear me help me in the songs, well, I'm not necessarily I need help, but I got, you see that knot on my head, I got that in the blood. Police beat me up one night, took the weed, pulled off. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell it is. I go to the hospital, they like, you got a bone spur. I don't know nothing about it, but I wrecked all them, beat me up and pulled off. So, you know what I'm saying? Help me. This is what we living in, you know? This is my hell.
That was brilliant, shit,
man. Damn, man, you made the shit, bro. You, that was brilliant. You was bullshitting at first, and then the shit got real. I was like,
nah, you gotta listen to the song. You gotta listen to the song, so you don't ever listen to the song. All you hear
is the song.
I can't see. All the walls keep looking at me.
Come on.
I tell myself there's nothing wrong. Yeah. Can't stop gritting my teeth. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I just geek. I just geek. And I know I can't take one. So why not three? Shit, geek, geek. I can't help the way I feel.
When I
gotta keep it real.
Nigga. Yeah.
But it's like, but I'm telling you, I'm giving you one night, one experience, like what my experience on it. But you know, it wasn't no everyday, all the time thing or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? But the way I felt at that time, what was going on with me, I wanted to share.
Check
you
this feel what I'm saying?
But I didn't let that define me or that moment define me.
Bro, we all three of us comedians. Yeah. And you a nigga that make us laugh.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm a comedian too.
Nigga.
I just don't be trying to be
I know you're a comedian because you dedicated your whole verse to all the J's one time.
Yeah, facts. Big facts.
Wake up, it's time.
That's what I was trying to tell you a minute ago. When you stopped me and I went into the other conversation.
Go ahead.
See?
This goes out to all the J's.
You just made me remember what I was saying.
What you were saying?
I had looked up there and I was like, it's a whole world of us out here. See, that's what I was telling you then. I thought about it when I was like, what I was saying. That's what I'm telling you. It's a whole nother world out here, the people who they ignore. That's what I was saying. You look at her like some old crazy motherfuckers or whatever, but I look at it like every movie you watch or whatever, they always give you some little cup or something to drink to go over into the spiritual realm. So y'all sober niggas ain't even really, you know, really tried to see
we
God.
We ain't tapped into the world that's available
you
to
you. You must ain't tried to see God before.
I don't want to.
I'm talking about go knock on their front. I go, I try to knock on
their
front.
You try to go knock on their door. You was up there. Who in the crib?
Letitia, God, stay over here.
Bruh. Okay, let me ask you this.
Hell nah, my nigga.
I'm on the wrong block and everything, nigga, a couple nights. I'm on the wrong block. Bro, they had to wake me up. Ooh, pray for Jesus.
Hey, let me ask you this then. What's the most geeked you ever been?
Fire
marshal. I don't know. I woke up this morning and I couldn't believe it. I made it this far in life after all the shit I done did. So I was geeked up.
Yeah.
That's the most geek I ever been.
This morning.
This morning. Just breathing.
This nigga done seen God and he was still
pray for Jesus. Oh, not that. Pray for Jesus. You ain't gonna put that on me. Make people think I'm crazy. I ain't never seen him.
You just went looking for him.
I went looking for him. I ain't seen him. Make people think I'm crazy. I ain't shot up. Every time he open his mouth.
ain't shit he gonna be able to say that's gonna make people think you crazy.
Trust me.
He can't
stop
do that.
$2. Stop.
Stop $2.
You don't know why none of my videos.
You did. But what made you see spaceships on Banks?
I did see a spaceship.
You bullshit.
Fat. Big fat.
Were you twice, like by
man,
the chuckle?
I cut my look, man. Look, I they follow me too.
You about to chuckle?
Bro, I had. Look, see, you gonna think I'm crazy. See, you finna get me in trouble.
No, tell
right?
me. No, we know what
this
shit.
You finna get me in
this is shit we've been waiting 20 years to ask you.
Bro, I'm telling you, look, I stay in Douglasville. I bought my first house. I'm like, ooh, this shit fire. You know what I mean? Pull one. So I came from Bankhead for what I seen in Bankhead. Same shit. Sit on the ground in the middle of some dude.
Like,
what the fuck? Soot doing on the ground.
The UFO is sitting in the middle of some dude.
No, dude. The dude on the ground. But it's soot. I hit the ground like, how the hell some soot popping up out of the ground and some wet grass?
Right.
So it's in the diagram like this right here. Boom.
Right.
I got on video, I show my homeboy like, boom. We get to the other, I keep telling me, I did it.
Right.
Like, how the hell I do that? I don't even know where to get this soot from.
Right.
Like, this alien soot, nigga.
This
soot
right
this
here.
This ain't no regular soot. The soot.
The soot? What the fuck is that?
You ain't never burned no chuckles and did your arm?
No.
What the fuck?
I never burned myself.
Amazing.
You don't know, you never got no jail hot tattoo when you burned the chuckle.
I did it like the eraser, and I did.
You put the paper on top of the cup, uh-huh. And then you put the chuckle at the bottom. All the stuff that go to the top that you scrape off, that's it.
I was only in jail for 31 days. I had to do all that.
Pray for Jesus. I did too much time then.
Shit.
Look.
Okay.
Nigga did my tattoo on my arm. He got to fight before he finished it. And Edge had Jack on there. My mama named Jackie.
Yeah, Jack.
I got the stuff up there. I told him, we got to do this shit right here. We got to get the I and the E on it. I got to get this. What the hell? What it look like, bro? I went around to everybody in the dome like this. What it look like, bro? What it look like? They beat that nigga up.
That nigga said he left the Jack.
He drove a tattoo, and the nigga, I'm in 4-9-400.
No.
Nigga just swing the door open. Boom. I'm like, wait.
He got to finish this.
I wanted to help the nigga, bro. Just so you fit him a tattoo.
Said you got Jack on
that. I had Jack on my arm, bro.
I could not hang with this nigga all day, bro. Heart attack, my nigga.
Jack, my nigga, he had to finish that. God. You in jail and you got a nigga named Jack.
I ran out of ink. Uh-huh. So I had to go around. I just got in the door. I don't know nobody. Right. I'm knocking on nigga door. How you burn the ink? How you doing the boom? So somebody had to go pop the socket for me. The nigga had to pop the socket like he was going to light a cigarette. Uh-huh. And he lit some napkin, boom. And I went to burn the chest piece. I got some another chest piece trying to burn that. But it's my, don't do the chest piece, do the chest piece. It's the bed one. I was like, all right. So I did the chest piece.
Uh-huh. And burnt that bit and got some ink.
Look good.
So you got chest piece ink on your skin.
Nah, it's up under that. I got to do it over.
Oh.
Nigga.
This nigga here,
man.
This
nigga is crazy, bro.
Oh, my God.
With tight.
But if you would have seen about 10 years ago before I made Laffy Taffy, all my tattoos were ugly then. But you know, when you get a little money, you fist.
Yeah, because all my shit from the elbow down, but.
Hey, man, tell us how you got with D4L.
Oh, that's easy.
I know. It's good talking.
Shawty Low was the man. I was going through
that. R.I.P. the GOAT.
To see R.I.P. Shawty. I was going to see him do the trout. He had the $600 ounces of gas and the $200 ounces of meat.
What?
And he was the only nigga with it.
God damn.
So after I went broke shopping with him, I said,
boy, that shit was not cheap back then. Now that shit was
$800. Nah, man. I had went to a program with his sister. And I see Mook be at a gas station one day. We're like, man, tell Shiloh put me on or whatever, you know what I mean? And Mook be like, I'm telling. And he went, I guess he told him a couple times. I ran into him. I started playing basketball when I did get out.
Okay.
Had a couple skid, come pick me up, play basketball and stuff like that. And he said he was gonna build a studio. He did, you know, and all of that. So, you know, it kind of worked out like that. But I walked up in looking for him because I knew his sister. Right. He was like, yeah, you bought some weed? Shout out to the man. Like, nah. But I went to a program. Nah, I went to. It was a time like that, though, where the weed was like that on the street.
Yes, it was.
Nah, man. But niggas be wanting to hear them type of stories or whatever. But nah, he just got them, took me to play basketball and shit. He used to throw all these programs and stuff like that. And he was genuine. Nigga tell you he was gonna do something, he did it. And I stayed down with him or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I walked in that motherfucker, he let me stay in the base, let me stay in Moot B car wash, like, you know, cause I just got out of prison. Like, you gotta think a nigga just
I'm
out there.
They don't know the base was a studio.
Yeah, I hung out with him for you know, for a pretty long time before we even became, you know, he was always saying he was gonna build a thing or whatever, but everybody was in and out of jail and stuff like that. And then one day he just bought the building. And you know, it was serious from that point on or whatever. So yeah,
he did. Y'all know that y'all had a hit when y'all made that Laffy Taffy?
Oh no.
So break that down and just in the studio, Laffy Taffy.
I left the club one night with this girl. I forgot her
name.
I had my shoes on. I left the club one night with this girl or whatever. Everybody had left out of the studio. I had the two tracks on the CD that K-Rap had did for me probably three nights
shout
before.
Shout out to K-Rap.
Yeah, K-Rap.
He one of the dopest producers.
K-Rap actually did on the Mac. I had two tracks on this CD. Both of these tracks launched our career. That's crazy. I'm the Man and Laffy Taffy track was on the same CD.
Went crazy.
Then the only two beats he did in the studio that day.
Damn.
And I walked in there and dropped the Laffy Taffy on there. And when they came in, I was like, y'all want to hear that right here? Boo-boo. Everybody didn't want to get on it. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, we started performing it, stuff like that. And niggas in the back like, boy, I'm finna put first on that right there. You know what I mean? Boom. So, yeah, it came together. Man, everybody jumped out. When Lo got out of jail, he recorded On The Man. And while we was on the road, Lo just came out the road because the song was blowing up. Like, he couldn't even do nothing. Like, the song just already blowing up by itself because we didn't put a CD out. So, people were picking him.
Wish I went crazy.
God know why, but the
why be my girl?
See, everybody God know that one, but they don't know this one. I'm Shawty, L-O, got him for the L-O. Yeah. Switch the ice up, rock the blue and the yellow.
Yeah.
Still in the ghetto, doing my thing. Bang. Got the blase, whoop the whoop, and the chicken wine.
Yes, sir. That was that real West Side.
That nigga used to
be from
the first time. But the first time I actually met Lo was in high school. I was in the band. Like, I was going to...
What instruments you play?
I play a few instruments.
You bullshitting. I'm in the band, too. What you mean? You play the trombone. You want one of them niggas,
man. Nah, I ain't never played the snare. I can play the trombone a little bit, though. Yeah, but I ended up making drum major playing cymbal.
I was about to say, you had to be the drum major. Yeah. Ain't no way
nigga, can you imagine a band come on the field? They all way in the other locker room. All you hear is, Barbara!
Daddy, no! Did you like going to band rehearsals?
No, I had two. I had band for my fourth and fifth period. And so I just leave lunch and just, well, I hung out at A&B lunch and then I had band all day.
Why school?
Greater high school.
Oh, you went to grade?
I got kicked out of Washington, then I got kicked out of Archer. And then I went to Jog Coat down in Brunswick. And then they let me in Greater and I just prayed to God they just let me in one more.
Please, just, I gotta be back in school. The city. I can't be.
But I went over there, but that's the first time I went somewhere where they just had everybody, like everybody was there. Like right. White people, black people, Chinese people,
Greater, you know, like
Greater, but they let you out of school for an hour. I was like, boy, I'm free.
They let you out of school for an hour?
I had never even been over there on Boulevard, but it was never the same.
Goodness
gracious. Right back to school, they don't even know who doing it. They don't even know who doing it.
It's in Boulevard.
Boy, you know
what
I go up and down the street, boy, I go back, my book bag be fat. I go sit down right at school, like, boy, it's so crazy. And I get on the bus, go over there on the bus to take. I'm talking about, what you taking a duffel bag for? I'm like, I got gym class. I'm just walking down the street at lunchtime, just, ooh, look at that, ooh. And I had a little Alpine. You know you had an Alpine back then.
Give me that.
You know we didn't do that.
Well, you had the spark plug.
Believe that, come bro. On. We the spark plug era.
Yes, sir.
Brought that one in. I'm legend at that. Yes, sir. Y'all owe me. Y'all owe me for that.
I didn't know what that was. I'm like, it ain't gonna make nothing.
But I used to go down there on Peace Strand Battle. Down there, you know the old Blockbuster?
Yes, sir.
Houston right there, Blockbuster. Everybody thought you'd been Frank Ski, but it was a mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blockbuster were right behind it. Ooh, Jay, I go in that parking lot, just, ooh, look at that. Ooh, what's that? Pray for Jesus. She just left that in the car. Is that a chinchilla?
Mine.
Nuh-uh.
Translate that shit y'all just said for a nigga like me.
Don't park your car, because I'm going to go in it and take everything.
Okay. That's it?
Chinchilla. Okay. I got it.
You left it, but I got it.
It's
yours now. You're going around the west side with a chinchilla in the summertime.
Don't know what it is. Everybody talking about, it's a squirrel.
You see how every song got a story? I fuck with it. You know another one of my favorite songs, too. Bet You Can't Do It Like Me.
Yeah. What?
Bet You Can't Do It Like Me. Shit. No. That's the first song we did. See, Bet You Can't Do It Like Me put us on. See, everybody don't know that. See, I'm just going to go on and say this, too. You know, niggas like, why you don't do documentary? There ain't no use in doing documentary. We was on the road with Franchise, chopping it up with him. Cool, everybody cool. I knew Pooh from Going Home, you know what I mean? I had worked with Pimpin' already. So, you know, we were familiar with him. So I had jumped on the Money Remix, jumped on the road with them. Boom, they get on the road, White T start blowing up or whatever. We was out there with them. Then one day they was just by themselves. Boom, boom, boom. Didn't see them for a while. They was just on the road, seeing them on TV one day. The nigga was like, who did the dance? Who made up the dance? And the nigga, Parlay was like, I did. And we all just looking around each other at the studio like, what the fuck wrong with this shit? You know what I mean? Boom. And that nigga Pooh was doing the beat. Pooh was home from college with us. I never forget, I had just met Pooh. Pooh got them in that beat. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. He was trying to figure out how to get it. I was like, do that again right there. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. He was like, he said, they ain't got it in the computer. Let me put it in the computer. When the computer. And as soon as he put it in the computer, I came in and be fucking thieves. Dun, dun. That's the first thing I said on track, because that's how I felt. Fucking thieves.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. We D4L. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. And we back. Yeah. Bitch. Bitch. And so that was the first thing I could think of. And they were like, boom. Yeah, if y'all came up with it, then I bitch can't do it like me. And so goddamn, we started blowing up on the street with that, but Lo was in jail. So we couldn't really sign no deal and nothing like that. Cause you know, Lo, he was just that type of nigga, man. You know, we just wanted to make sure we did the right thing. So nigga, he had done took care of all of us. So it wasn't nobody finna go nowhere. We never had no think about nothing like that or whatever. So right. When they came home and they heard that, somehow I was like, them nigga blowing up. They talking about y'all or whatever, woo, woo, woo. So they go in the studio real quick with the big production and the big, you know, campaign and do the lean with it, rock with it. So. Everybody was thinking they came out with it, you know what I mean? But I was song in Atlanta, like the number one song in Atlanta, but we ain't had no national, no major distribution. So goddamn, you know, just fate would have it. We dropped that Laffy Taffy and then it was just,
what?
But you were late, good, y'all good now.
Oh man, them always been my fault. They still don't stop that they stole our dance. I've shot with Parlay all the time. I just got through talking to Parlay, want to see my call out.
Right, that OG, I was talking about it on the live.
Ooh, I was just talking to him yesterday. I'm gonna see him tomorrow and go say the same thing on camera. I ain't gonna tell no lie, pray for Jesus. Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Who? I been gone 10 years, what I got out for?
That right, though.
Nah, I just felt like, you know, the powers that be and the handlers at the time just felt like we weren't gonna be nobody. Like, we weren't gonna make it. Like, how often do niggas jump up out the hood? Like, they was the first niggas, but they were one song in front of the wave. So everybody think, oh, this a whole Snap movie. Nah, nigga, that bitch can't do it like me came out. They heard it just like everybody else came home and dropped them a Snap song. Then Lil Jon dropped them a Snap song. And everybody, Yin Yang Twin, I know that ain't my phone. Pray for Jesus.
You quarterfield,
gang. Oh, every dime count, too. Give me mine.
Got another one right there, nigga.
But you know what? That Bankhead era went crazy. Right, you know what I'm saying?
I get it before I leave. I pulled up in the 8-8-L. I'm good. I'm make sure I get it before I leave, though.
But you know, that Bankhead era went crazy.
Yeah, man, I just feel like, yeah, you got K-Rab, you had D4A, you had Shot Boy, you had Baker Road Click, you had FMG, which Young Money, you had, you had a lot of them niggas on Highway Boys. I don't know, I can't name them all, but right. You had a lot of people came through there. And I just remember, I see everybody saying, oh, I created the Snap, I did. I've been gone, I was in Japan, I said all our documentaries.
Yeah, you doing in Japan?
Shit, living.
Just over there, just living. Yeah. Screaming out Barb.
That too, they like most songs like, in Japan and stuff like that, they like songs like Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the Cupid Shuffle too.
I know that.
Cupid Shuffle, the One Chance song. They like the One Chance song, Scotty. You know, but see, the things about it when you go overseas, or the first thing you realize when you go overseas is it ain't no 15-minute show. So you be back, they be like, hey man, how long you want me to go up there or whatever? He be like, you got your thing to put up in the screen? I be like, what screen? Like that big screen out there, you go out there, like big ass screen, got your name going across with your logo. You know, I had never seen that type of stuff before, but yeah, they be like 45 minutes. 45 minutes, your show city might be 12 minutes long. Like, so that's why you see a lot of artists be up there. They, good love and body. Got a girl singing, they ain't the kid that time.
Right.
You got to kill that time by 20 minutes of love song, and then he'll do his song.
So that's what you was doing over there in Japan, just doing shows and shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's where artists invent that type of creativity, you know, because over here, you get the club, boom, go in the VIP, drink your bottle, pop, pop, pop. You leave out of there or whatever, you know, you can go sit down, you know what I mean? You do two songs, you stand up on the chair, boom, it's over with. 2,500 to 20,000, you see what I'm saying? For every artist over here, but... You get to Japan or somewhere, you're Germany, you gotta work for that money, boy.
Damn.
They'll be out there yelling shit you can't understand. You back there, boy, that bitch go, woo, 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 woo. You think the commercial be fake, okay.
Them folk, boy, they really be rocking them.
But them folk be dead serious, boy. They can't speak a lick of English, boy. But they say, laffy toffy, boy, saying the hell out of it. What they say? Laffy toffy. Every word up.
That's hilarious.
Man, we got two West Side niggas in. It being from that I'm not from Atlanta, what makes the West Side unique? Because Atlanta, you know what I mean?
It is Atlanta.
But the city of Atlanta is small. You don't know that till you get here. A lot of this shit is outskirts. But, you know, from somebody that's not from here, what makes the West Side different from any other place in Atlanta?
Fulton County, APS.
No, it's the West Side.
It's the West, that's Atlanta. No part on the West Side is another city or another zip code.
It's
zone one to the four.
That's it.
That's the West Side.
West, yeah. All day. All day.
I don't know. I would go zone one. I don't know.
But you know, zone six, the it's on the limit.
The fourth is its own entity in itself,
but depending
though.
On what, you know, the four got.
But that fourth is just the fourth. But that's what I'm saying. It's just, Oakland City. I would look at that as the SWATs or something, Southwest.
That's Southwest.
Yeah, I would still, okay, yeah.
Bankhead is zone one. Yeah. From Bankhead all the way to the block.
It's still Southwest. I said,
y'all kind of like the SWATs. Y'all niggas already know this
shit. Help me understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Explain this shit.
The West Side is the West Side. So they on the Southwest side. You know what I mean? So if you go over there, you see your little sign in your mirror, go Southwest. That's it.
Okay.
That's what they call that, the Southwest, the SWATs.
The SWATs, Southwest.
That's what that means, Southwest.
Because Bankhead, Northwest.
Yeah. Okay.
And we on the Northwest side.
And the
side.
Zones is broke down into sections like...
I'm from
Perry Home and Bankhead, though, see. My mama, you know, grew up in Bankhead, and then we was over there every day because my mom from over there, but she got her own apartment in Perry Home. So, you know what I mean?
What
I grew up in
Perry Home.
Perry Home, same side of town or whatever. It's about probably like 6-7 miles out, though.
Oh, okay.
That's an OG project.
Okay. Yeah. That was a larger project in Atlanta.
If you really from Atlanta, you had somebody to stay in Perry Home.
Yeah.
You literally had somebody.
My mom worked at the store. My daddy ran the pool room. He owned the pool room.
Well, what about the one, Techwood? Wasn't that a project too?
Yeah, that was a project too. It was kind of like going to a, like, wasn't that kind of like going to a downtown?
Just downtown Lexington Street.
like going to a diner.
No, you ain't just.
He brought that nigga a map. Oh.
To be honest, to be,
is this gonna help me?
To be honest,
wait.
To be honest, this
shit is.
Wait, we did. Amen.
Like zone two, nobody claimed
bruh,
that shit.
Bro, you snitching, bro.
Huh?
You snitching.
But he break it
that's
down. Don't say that.
I don't know if he the police.
He ain't the police. I've been rocking with him.
Come on,
that's
fam.
My
God
nigga.
Damn, dog.
He ain't the police.
God,
he
ain't my nigga. Don't know where the West Side at.
He don't know. He from D.C.
I'm from D.C. Nigga.
Niggas in Lithonia think he's
like a nigga in
Atlanta.
Walking in the trap saying, hey. You got the herb. Like, I mean, in Atlanta,
I was like,
where the
two
West Side at. That's like, please. I was trying
his,
to funny.
On his defense. On
I
his
was
defense.
Trying to funny right
you got
now.
Niggas in Lithonia saying they from Atlanta.
Nah.
Stone
that's
Mountain.
What I'm saying. When I come down here, nah. I, nah. every nigga say if they from Atlanta, from, I know now that it's impossible nah. Atlanta that ain't Atlanta. Nigga.
If you ain't, if you're Dunn Woody and all that shit ain't Atlanta. 303-18, 30314, 30331. I'll let me get to you, bro.
That's a lot of zip codes.
30249.
I'm like, he ain't called mine yet.
You know what I mean? 30134.
This the difference in between Atlanta nigga. He know the zip codes, yeah. Where the streets
if you don't stay in South Fulton or North Fulton.
I'm going to be one. I mean? Back in the day, we used to have area codes. Now they just gave area codes everywhere. If you had a 404.
Nah, Ludacris messed that up.
The 404 was literally like.
Ludacris messed that up. You go to call that area codes. Your girls go to knowing where everybody at.
Foes like, nigga, you knew Sam Mo, you stay far here.
Okay.
404, I'm a 404 boy. Okay. If you everybody part, west side, 404.
I remember when 477 Mo was there. You had 404, if your name, you just had 404-791-792.
Right, right, it was easy.
It was easy.
It was
like,
easy, your shit
and then
easy.
Somebody came out one day with like a 777 Mo, and I'm like, what that, boy? They were like, wow,
777 Mo. Yeah,
your number 777 Mo, like, they were like, what? And then they did the 678, it was the same way, wow.
Right.
Where they doing that at? You know, it was like that. Like, I mean, I've been around since Star City 9.
Nigga, me too. Nigga, call your ass back.
You remember you take your phone all the way downstairs, your mama pick that motherfucker. Hey, they got nothing going up. Take your ass and shit.
Nigga, my mama, she was old. She would fall asleep on the phone. She had a phone in her head. I'm like, I've been off the phone. Hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone. Hey, yo. I'm talking about for real.
Nah, that shit to be crazy. Then 678 kind of like was the next Atlanta shit. You feel what I'm saying?
I bet your mama ain't calling nobody back.
Who?
Who would be calling my goddamn house? He don't want you anyway, helpful.
Hey, that was the worst shit when you waiting on the call.
You just gonna do that to her like that.
Hey, DC, you been talking to her for a
week trying to call my number.
That like, girl called.
Which one?
What you call it?
Call her back.
That one you be, you know that girl?
Who the fuck called me?
Now you can't call it back.
That's why
there's
some niggas out here don't know who they soulmate is right now.
Man, what is up with this man?
Nigga over there looking at porn, man.
Man, wait a minute.
Research
department.
This man over here keep picking up his computer.
That's the research department.
That's how you get it done.
Yeah, yeah. We got it.
How much they pay you?
A lot, man. Well, that nigga is responsible for all the information.
I can't talk that. When a nigga give you a word, but that like a letter or something, they like a prison number. They like, but they gave me 40. I got a number, boy. They gave me an L. That's how he just said it. How much they pay you? A lot.
Got
I can't talk that.
Yeah, it's a rap.
They already know it too much.
He's straight. His grandson straight.
I want to smoke some of that Fabo weed. Nah, $2.
I got some old.
I ain't gonna call you Fabo no more. I feel like I know you.
$2.
The trap still a blank check.
Nigga, pull that out of the money.
I ain't seen a bitch fake yet.
What?
What's happening?
So when you pull your money out.
Nigga, the glasses. We got to talk about the glasses.
When you pull your money out, a bitch supposed to faint.
No, I'm just saying, you know, niggas be flexing with their money all kind of ways or whatever. Sometimes I just walk up, I ain't got a dime, and you know, they faint. That's just how I felt at the time. But I'm saying, I'm old now, man. I don't know if nobody's going to faint no more.
Right.
It's one or two.
Don't be shy. No, I'm just saying.
They going crazy. It's $2.
Hey, boy, why you bullshitting though? Why you bullshitting though? I done been in several situations where it was uncomfortable.
No.
But I don't know what to do. That song was that big. You got to think, we stayed there more than 5 weeks, more than six. This song big.
Right.
But you get to the store, boy, I come out there with the goddamn Dickies on with about 30 colors and get to the front of the stage, boy. Boy, who? Oh! It over with. Boy, who? No.
How you wake him up with $2?
No. I'm watching the Michael Jackson tape.
Hey. I wake them bitches up with singles. She ain't gonna wake up on no dub. You need $2.
Uh-uh.
It's $2. wallet.
No, I ain't throwing them a penny. We pitch a penny to the wall.
Why you fainting like pitch, that, nigga?
We pitch a penny to the wall. He did it two times, too, with his hands out like this. Damn.
That nigga said, don't be shy. I know that voice.
Nah.
It's $2.
It went me, though. No, man, I mean, when you different, though, when you different.
Lowe, turn around, Lowe.
When you different.
Lowe, look, it's $2.
But you almost head-butted me like a mug, then. But I felt that shit go
Hey. Oh, my God.
Bro, that is a legend story, bro. You know I'm gonna say that shit every time I see you.
It's $2.
It's $2.
Stop, $2.
Hey, nah. Man.
I got some people that be walking by me and just go, Fabo! It's just like a natural thing for me to go, oh!
No.
That's just natural.
I
never
anywhere see that shit. I die laughing. Fabo, what are you talking about? Oh!
You got to be able to walk with me anywhere.
Going crazy.
That's all
man,
day,
you a fucking legend. I don't give a fuck. You a legend.
I just think my name come as, in all capitals or something.
Hell yeah, dude.
You did that. You did that. When you came to Dead Wild and Out, niggas was like, Fabo!
That's it.
I told him I had to be on
there. Yeah.
Oh, superhero. That's what you want
to
be?
That's real dumb, man. Say what's up to the devil, Susan. Still having fun, man. I stay smoking. I stay high. I geek until the day that I die. See, I'm starting to see spaceships.
So can I ask you a serious question? I know this shit here get real.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. My name is Carlos Miller. BlueChew.com. Trust me, at this point, you already know. It's people asking me, man, what that Blue Chew do? Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And it's a sexual stimulant. Now, it's not going to cure any ailments or anything like that. But it will have you making sweet, sweet love to your lady.
BlueChew.com.
If you can benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fastest and easiest way to enhance your performance. These pills are amazing. Go check them out at BlueChew.com. If you could use a confidence boost or you just want to feel like your old self again, trust your mans. Use the promo code. It's only $5, man. You can try it for $5. Go online, BlueChew.com. You can go right on your phone. That's Blue, BLUE. Chew.com. Hey man, make sure you hit that website and use their promo code. I just want you to see what all the hype is about. You get what I'm saying? Trust me on this. Use the promo code, get your first shipment for free. 85 South. I put that on everything. Times is hard out here. You hear me?
Yeah.
This shit get hectic sometimes.
Yeah.
The music shit get stressful.
Yeah.
Well, that time. Or a moment where you were just like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
I retired. Now I realized the money ran out quick. Pray for Jesus.
It's $2.
Nah, man. I feel like, you know, sometimes when you're on the street all your life or whatever, you know, you get that bag, you definitely start thinking about, damn, I ain't got to do that no more, I ain't got to do that no more. One day the phone rang, you might not want to answer it. Like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't doing shit today. So, you know, that can turn into 2 weeks or 2 years. You feel me?
Shit.
If you got it. I made Laffy Taffy. I own all my rights.
Oh, well, that's a blessing, goddamn.
He ain't bullshit.
But the money do run out.
But that's the thing, though.
Unless they see you, and then the money go right back up.
Right. But that's the thing with us. Like, we got to start, like how you said, we from the hood, bro. Like,
yeah.
We done had plenty of niggas to catch they spark, catch they fire. When I was young, we saw y'all, we was like, my nigga, these niggas from down the street, literally 2-3 minutes away. Yeah. So if they can do it,
and
nigga,
and
I can't
right
wait till it's our time. You see
studio
what I'm saying?
Right on Front Street.
And not playing, right there across the street from the motherfucking pawn shop.
Right on Front Street.
You dig what I'm saying? Them niggas will be out there, real talk. You dig what I'm saying? And it's
first,
a D4L.
First nigga you see in the morning, the last nigga you see when you go to sleep, man, standing right crazy. In front of the door.
That had to do, what that do for you though, Fly, being a nigga from the west side and really still being in the hood and seeing them niggas still there after all the success, what type of motivation that gave you?
It gave me to be like, the same reason how I be like hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, like I said, we from that side. The west side, they
he
is.
He ain't from that shit.
Niggas don't understand, like, you, it's a small chance that motherfuckers really not gonna make it. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't
like, every day, You feel what I'm saying?
I gotta come hang out.
So when a motherfucker, see the west side and see this shit and see what's going on. No, he really from here.
I know.
In DC.
I know.
Shit get.
I do the go-go. Really? I got some.
Ooh. Oh, you do? Right. See that I can talk to you about that, style. Nigga. I know about all that.
You got some go-go music?
Go-go wild. Yeah, I got some good go-go.
Nigga, you have been a legend in the go-go, nigga. Nigga, we love you, nigga. You show up in the go-go.
I got a homeboy named Super G. He making a push up there right now. You know, he got a cannabis line and all of that or whatever.
Oh,
I also, you know, get dibbing, dabbing. I got a couple of, you know, situation going on with the cannabis too, pre-rolls and, you know, edible nigga. Line, all of that.
Nigga,
stuff,
you gonna, whatever, so, yeah. Nigga, you gonna win with that because your energy, nigga. Nigga just want to get on the level you
on. We got two locations in Chattanooga and we're working on a couple more, so. They're going down.
That's what's up.
But just to pick back up off that shit though, just it being for the west side, just saying, nigga like him, Charlotte, we talking about street niggas.
Yeah.
Not nobody who was raised in the house. We talking about niggas that was outside at a time where you had to really be gangster to be outside.
Right.
In the 90s, early 2000s. Right. Not everybody outside.
Right.
No. Nigga, you staying in the house if you not really about that shit to come outside.
What was I getting my kid to come outside?
So it was like, man, that shit just beautiful.
Kids don't go outside.
That's
kids
why
don't
I
go outside no more.
I ain't never had
they
nobody.
Scared to get musty.
I can't even get my kid to go out the door, man.
I don't want to stay.
Man, I literally got to go to the door and hold something on the other side for them to come out. Like, bro, they ain't coming.
You got to trick them to come out.
Skateboards, they got too much inside. Bicycles, bikes, scooters.
Fuck all that, nigga. I'm on this internet.
I don't
TikTok.
Even want to go buy no Minecraft and Roblox.
Oh, yeah, all that shit.
Fortnite.
Going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, they buying shit that don't even got no special abilities go with it or nothing just because it look good.
Right.
Special abilities.
Yeah, on Fortnite, you need that extra shit. Niggas
college skins.
But see, that's the beautiful thing. Like, I never had, growing up in my city, we ain't never had nobody that came from the hood that made it big. We looked up to all the go-go singers. Like, I wanted to be in a go-go band growing up. I ain't never wanted to rap or no shit like that.
I figured that shit.
Hell yeah. Nigga,
what you
wanted
to play?
Be in a go-go band. Nigga, I wanted to be the lead singer of a go-go band. My cousin Big G, one of the most legendary niggas to ever come out the go-go.
For the go-go?
Yeah. Gangers, you know what I'm saying?
I like the go-go music, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be able to see y'all, two West Side niggas, to be able to have that connection, you walk outside and see a nigga that's really from your side of town, and they made it. And they still there to give you that motivation. That's beautiful. Good. We need more of that, my nigga.
Because them niggas was really still in the hood. Like, you know, niggas bought, I met Charlotte in the street.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't no concert, no nothing. You feel me? Like, I was 17 years old, and first time I met him, we shooting dice. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind,
did
I'm like,
win?
Yes, nigga was betting. Nigga was betting 40 to my 20. He was like, nigga, pull out the biggest.
You gotta be able to hang in
there. He was ready to gamble. He was like, you know what, Shawty? I bet you fall to your 20, you ain't gonna hit that 10. I said, Shawty, I'm about to. I ain't never seen a nigga double the money that I'm betting. I used to shoot dollars and shit. First of all, I'm not supposed to be betting $20. I ain't got nothing like $40 in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here talking big butt shit, but I got two
right
dubs.
You can't break no bank.
If I lose it, I got one more dub.
You feel me? I can hear him right now. You can't break no bank. Can't break no bank up.
I'm talking about nigga.
Whatever you got. What you got in your hand? How much you got in your hand?
That's when I knew, but that's when I knew he kept his niggas with him. Like, I knew niggas who was around him then. Like, they was young niggas. I'm in the house, and I'm just like, boy, 15, 20 niggas in here. You feel me? And he really got his squad with him. And not on no where you from, woo woo woo. He was like, where you from? West Side. Okay, cool. You family. Straight like that.
You ain't got none of that bass. You ain't on your head, dude.
I put a little something on here. Oh, don't do me like, bruh.
God damn, bruh. Damn, bruh.
$2.
I looked up. That shit looked too good. That shit looked too good.
Hey, the crazy part about it, I did it myself, gang.
No.
I swore on everything.
Cut mine. Cut mine.
Your shit going back, I can't do that.
Nah, my shit been like this. Well, I got my baby picture, but my shit been like this.
Your shit look like a W.
Boy, you got me fucked up, boy. That's why I did. Boy, fuck out of here, boy. I got my baby picture, boy. My baby picture. I been had a big old forehead.
No, I did this shit myself,
I ain't even finna show you, bro. Just trust me.
Trust me, I did this myself.
That's why I got it going. I don't do mine.
That's why I'm there.
You gonna do mine?
I had Alex. I'm getting old, gang.
I don't want a Beijing. I just need
it ain't no Beijing. It's just little spice that need a little touch up.
Man, I'm sitting here writing a movie with you two niggas.
It just need a little touch up. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sprinkle on this side.
I see the movie, nigga. We going.
Bring it on this side.
Look like he half Cleanine and half Predator. I don't know which one.
Me?
Yeah, but I take the head off again.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Going crazy. Oh. See, I can't do here. That would be a lot of.
Nah, I can't. That's why I won't get to be too much black.
I thought you used to have a ball here. I did, nigga.
But 2020 came, man. I was that nigga. I didn't never have braids in my life. This
I'm
shit
damn, I was like, you shocked me.
Nigga, I was bald in March, nigga. Now I got this shit.
So even having hair, like, how does she feel?
Like that from March?
Yeah, from March to now, dog.
How does she feel?
Nigga, amazing. Nigga, I grew up my whole life never having braids or none of that shit. Nigga, I'm getting all this shit this year. Fuck it.
What you gonna do next?
Nigga,
I don't think I ever heard a nigga say amazing like that,
bro. Nigga, it's amazing. Fable, I'm telling I'm geeked up, nigga.
If you come out, if you come out with a finger roll.
Nigga, I'm geeked up, nigga. That's what I feel like when I put this shit in, nigga. I ain't never had no shit like this.
Man, you know what, though? I ain't lying, though. I thought I was bald and wore a bald head just because I thought I was bald.
What made you think you was bald head?
I just felt like
when I used to get it cut, it's always been thin up here at the top. And then my granddad had one of them noggin, but you know, he ain't never go bald like that, but I just felt like that, and I ain't never really wear it.
Well, what made you grow your shit back? Because the pandemic
bitch told
made
me one day I was bald. And I wanted to prove to her that I went bald.
And you went crazy.
But you was bald.
See, I got spots
I found out I went bald, so you know.
I mean, you making it look great.
I made it look good, but I got, hey, boy, hey. I know I roasted a lot of people, but I didn't know sometimes, you can start missing hair.
Yeah.
Not just at the edge.
Yeah.
Nigga, it might be behind your ear, nigga.
Yeah, but
big ass pat. You like, hold up.
I ain't missing none, though. All mine here.
I got to keep some hair right here, just behind my ear.
When you got this much hair, you cut a piece off and you patch it in.
Yeah, your shit ain't gonna never fall out.
Hell no, that nigga. Shit gonna come straight out.
What I don't have to do that, but I'm just saying.
What if you go swimming?
I can look, your shit ain't gonna never, your shit is like drying lint, nigga. Your shit ain't gonna never fall out, nigga. You know that shit you scoop out the dryer, nigga? That nigga shit look like dryer lint.
Oh,
nigga.
Shit.
Nigga never, shit
hell no.
Elbow.
The shit that's in the back.
You gotta
put
the filter. I scoop that shit out.
Man, hold on. I ain't got no engine in my blood, boy. My stuff, but I can't even put a comb through it, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Real
but I'm one of them little kids, but I can't even put a comb through my hair, bro. Like yours. Like yours.
I just need a little moisture. See, one thing about that, we need to put moisture good.
I don't got no hair. I ain't got shit to offer.
Listen, black people, if your shit get too rough, moisturize.
You see your hair nappy as a motherfucker. You don't act like that shit look good.
Tell him, moisturize.
That shit look good because it's nappy season, but there been a time where he had to shape it up and cut the little fro thing before you went to work. Ooh. And go, you?
Oh, no, see, well, I had a fro.
Where?
When I was young.
No, I'm talking about when you fuck go get your job interview or something. Like, you ain't go like that. You had to cut it all pretty and stuff like that.
Job interview wasn't really too good for me.
For real?
No, because they felt like I was overqualified.
Oh.
They say, oh, this nigga really want to work. I call you back.
I had a job one time.
What you trying to take over some shit?
I went down to the, and this is how fucked up it be, man, for I went down to the stadium I was working on, and I was riding the little golf carts and stuff, taking all the ice and stuff to the suites and everything, you know, so they SOD, we want to work for the Olympics. I think they were right 95, something like that. That's the last time I had a job.
95.
So 95, I think 95. Damn. So, yeah. We want to go to work for the Olympics, so we took off from the stadium, walk all the way down there to sign the papers and stuff somewhere on Peace Street. Like, that's a long walk. Like, if you know that walk, we're by Peace Street train station. So we're going there, some girl was like, oh, y'all fellas? Oh, what? I'm like, no. Or whatever, going there, boom, boom, boom. They run your name and everything, get back to the stadium. They ain't let by six up back in, and we lost our job right there that day, too.
No.
Damn, for what?
I was just like, I don't know.
You were overqualified, my boy.
I was overqualified. So I figured, you know, every other job I wouldn't apply for, they were going to do that. So, you know, I just,
they need
by the grace of God, I ended up here.
Indeed.
So I did a good job. I worked it out.
Said,
yeah.
He said they need had direct deposit then.
Nah, hell nah, bro. Look, bro. They didn't want to give me my check when we went back up. That boy had to work 3 days, but damn, girl, we went out there and stood out. That boy
it was
like,
still, sir.
But who? No, we worked for the Aramark.
Ooh, I know that.
Aramark is Tim.
But everybody worked for Aramark. But
Aramark tips everything?
No, that's the food service place.
I ain't care who it was. They gave my money. It was $106. Pray for Jesus.
You acting fool about that 106, then?
Nah, I had another job while I was there. They had robbed me. See, it was a Braves stadium. So I go down there and just get a ball. And I look up there and see who hit a home run, and I catch everybody in the hallway. Did a home run ball every game. I was good.
That's legendary right there, baby.
Did a home, hey, get what?
That was you that caught it? I saw you.
I used to work at the Braves too. Call the car?
Yeah.
I was up there selling weed and shit. I said, but he need to be geeked up about that.
I ain't selling no weed in there like that back then. I was a church boy.
Me too.
Yeah, I grew up in the church. I didn't do that. I hung out at the preacher. You said, I do that lead thing. I used to preach a son to karate. I couldn't afford it though. So he just come home and kick my ass all the time. I learned all the moves. You know, every time I tried to use it in a fight, it didn't work.
Right, right.
Because you don't know the shit.
Why they move up in the goddamn ah! My name, $2. You don't know me? $2, nigga. Need for you to come the fuck out. Nigga, crazy.
But look, right. I got the land though. That's how I did that lead thing.
Oh, God damn it.
Say, ah!
So basically,
it was the same way when you went into the alley and almost headbutted me.
You should have warned me.
When you ain't warned me, we almost headbutted.
Nigga, I ain't know your head was on my side.
I
ain't
know. I moved out of the way before I did.
You got up, nigga, and that shit said.
But see, I've been doing it so long while I'm about to take pictures with people, I knew you were right there.
Hey, I'm, did you see man, that? Nigga, foot was in his pocket.
Saying that that move came from some karate he did never learn.
Nope, and they ain't never used in a fight.
So you gonna try to use the moves he used
no,
to move your
No, I tried
ass.
To kick a nigga one time, he grabbed my leg and scooped me. I ain't never used it again. I went in the right way in that time.
I went in the right way.
Them feet dangerous, but if you don't know how to use them, but you gonna be like, my bad.
Get over with.
I ain't mean to do that.
Bro, it was just like that too, bro. He caught my shit and then fuck. I told you and started running around with me. I'm like, bro.
That nigga was swinging your ass.
Bro, no, I was trying to scoop back, like scoop my leg away. Then my shoe came off. It was on me.
You failed. You failed trying to get out.
He scooped me.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, if your fucking shoe came off, you did not win.
I ain't win. I ain't never say I won. Hell no. Ain't gonna get me telling no lie. And I yelled. That go to police. Everybody took off. What you talking about, nigga? Get this nigga up off me. Come on. Shit.
Hey,
no. He beat me up in front of
everybody. They go to police. They took off.
He got a good move, man. He gonna beat me up in front of everybody.
Oh, my God, dog.
He got them niggas at the UFC your ass at. Your face
that nigga.
No.
I ain't never say I won, nigga. He ain't win either, though. They go to the police, you. Nigga.
Bro, I got knocked out one time, though.
Stop playing.
But the nigga ain't know he knocked me out, so it don't count.
Bro, how
he
the fuck did the nigga not know he knocked
you
out?
You know sell candy and shit.
Right.
Nigga try to get the donation from you, put a dollar on your big check for your donation. Like, okay, you gonna keep on trying me like that. Boom. So he doing it every night. By 3, we getting in the parking lot. We up by Union City in the parking lot with the cars and shit at. Walking between the car. I was like, with the other nigga. They like, this y'all come across there. Eat my cousin alone. Boom. I'm on the car. He take out running though. He don't see it. Right. He take out running. I lean up against the car. Tell him, I said, don't fall. Boom, when I come to, I'm like, I'm gonna kick your ass, but I try to take that first step and realize, though, you know, that nigga follow me. I lean back up and get a car and start arguing with the nigga in front. You let that nigga hit me, too. You just let him, so I came all the way back, but I knew.
Right, you knew.
They was already scared of me, though. But
oh,
I was,
no, he ain't knock you out. He just knocked you out. You weren't out. If you ain't hit that ground, Lou Country, you weren't out. You almost.
Bow out.
The car just woke you back up. You like, hey, boy, I am back.
Bruh, look, bruh.
The fuck out, was
bruh.
That?
I knew I couldn't catch him. Bruh.
Hey,
it wasn't even the fact talk. That he, I was out. It was the fact that he snuck me.
Right.
And he was a little short nigga. He jumped and hit me, bruh.
They were like, yeah.
The nigga jumped and hit me, bruh.
So you were out, but
that
when
was
you
like,
hit
that
the
made
car.
An extra.
So when you got hit, you were out.
I was out.
But when you hit the car, bruh, it woke you back up.
Get what kind of car it was.
What?
I want them Corolla truck like
oh
the bitch. I was like, I can't pass out on
this. I can't pass out on this. That'd be hot.
I'm leaning up again that much, so you know they sell all kind of cars. By the end of it, I kind of walked on over to a little Benz and leaned up against daddy over there.
Shit.
I said, if I pass out, I'm pass out right here.
Pass out his side.
This nigga said, this nigga hit him so hard he got mad at home. Hey, man, you let that nigga hit me, bro.
Bro, I had to do something. I was in the fall. You know, I try to keep myself occupied.
Right.
Whatever I could do, but
right.
I was on my feet.
Hey, man, you said you took that first step?
But when I caught that little nigga, boy.
It was rap.
Nah, they jumped on me. I wish the story could end good for me, but it didn't.
Hey, man.
Beat the shit out of him. I ended up jumping on the motorboat. My shirt was all torn and shit. So, I'm mad at him. I cut the nigga ass out all the way home. Shit, I can't keep my head on me. You know, fuck, nigga. He's still a fuck, nigga. He's just a fuck, nigga, who can fight.
He talking about you just a fuck, nigga, that can fight.
Oh, shit.
Hey, welcome to the motherfucking Wayside, man. Yeah. You did.
Oh my God, dog.
Hey,
And y'all see this shit?
Man, man.
It's the habitat.
Oh,
it's
man.
Over for me. I'm out of here.
Hey, man.
It's the habitat, bro.
Hey, man, nigga said I had to get on the bus with my shirt ripped.
He talking about, nah, they jumped me. I still was covered in my nigga, get
it. Oh, stop, $2.
Listen.
Stop, $2.
He talking about $2. Ah, it's $2.
Now, you let me know you finna do it then. I was already down there that time. You gonna hit button.
What the hell, man? You is stupid, bro.
Perfect cheese.
Real West Side story, bro.
Shit.
You dig what I'm saying?
Stop, man. I can't breathe. I can't breathe, man.
Man, this ain't regular life, bro.
I feel like I was there.
This ain't regular life.
I feel like
bro.
I seen that.
Wow.
My I think God. I rolled past that fight. I was like,
oh,
nigga.
My God, man.
He said, get in the fight.
Like this came up through that nigga, hit me.
But you should have seen me
was
chasing
it a Mexican?
Him around
the corner. Nah. Get on my coat.
Little black ass.
You
nigga
was chasing him days.
Get on my motherfucking coat.
No, I came all the way back before I chased him again. He walked all the way back down. You know where the Waffle House at on Union City? Yeah, ran all the way to the Waffle House. You ran all the way to the Waffle House.
Mexicans will hit your ass
hard. Oh, my God, man.
Chico, you a terrible
get on my coat. Hey, man, what? Man, that shit there was fucking dog.
I'm
that
mad.
Nigga said, man, you let that nigga hit me?
Bro. Man, I'm telling you, bro. I couldn't fall on the ground. Yeah, my whole thing is I couldn't fall.
Right.
Like, and let them know he was going to stump me out. You feel what I'm saying?
Man. Bro, he definitely was going to do that.
But right. See, that the thing on the West Side. Niggas say that it going to be a one, bro. And literally, and then a nigga jump really on. Jumping in. He just bullshit.
Oh, they went for
no, ain't no jumping. But I stopped. Soon as this shit pop off.
That's why they jumped on me, because they knew it was going to go down, bro.
Dude, oh,
I don't know what it would have happened, though. The way he hit me, I probably didn't need to fight now one-on-one either. I'm just saying.
He said, I probably shouldn't fuck 101 either. That nigga crazy as fuck, man.
I'll tell you one thing, though. He tried to get in one of my shows free one time. I walked right by his ass.
No.
Well, I prayed for Jesus.
You did.
I walked right by him.
Boy, you a neck, boy. Hey, nigga man. Crazy, man.
You don't want man. No smoke with that nigga.
Man. But get what I heard, though.
What?
I heard the nigga do be squabbing on, so you know what I'm saying? That was just the upbringing.
Oh. Man, even when you win something, you lose something. That's why this shit's so funny, because all these niggas out here act like they undefeated. You must have been in one fight, nigga. I tell niggas quick, I'm not undefeated, nigga. I done lost.
I ain't undefeated, but my last fight I won.
Nigga, I'm telling you, I done lost, took some L's, but that's the thing. When we lost, nigga, the only motherfucker saw you
on the L's,
was the niggas who you fighting and who was there. Now you can't take no, these young niggas now can't take no L's.
I mean, it ain't wrong with fighting, but now I still can't.
Now that you can't take no
on the L, like I can't retire.
The same scenario, losing. Nigga, that'd have been on camera, and Fabo would have had to kill a nigga. The nigga done dazed him.
You crazy. He was got that nigga nothing. Right. Listen here. motherfucker.
Fabo ain't been to kill nobody.
Nobody. I'm not Fabo time. Now, but I'm talking about
Fabo
$2.
Fabo then ain't going to kill nobody.
$2 was $2, nigga.
Told you, check the damn couch. You said a little shit.
This nigga is retarded.
$2 was his ass. Right. I never knew when I got my ass beat. And that's when I realized and I told myself, you need to know how to fight.
Yeah.
Not real talk. That little shit you were doing.
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
But see, was it at the time? Was it at the time when punches started hurting?
Oh, no.
Punches
were hurting. Punches were hurting.
Like seventh grade.
He was rocking my ass. My shit was like, you.
Seventh grade, nigga. You.
I was like, somebody done taught this nigga. God, what kind of class did he take? Because I need that one. Because the one I got, this ain't it.
That went what you wanted,
bro.
That
nigga
good.
He's accurate. I'm like, nigga, everywhere I go, your fist is there.
Nigga
I'm like,
got it.
Oh.
Watch your points.
That nigga was
I keep running into the head. I'm like, God damn.
That nigga said he's accurate.
God damn. I tried to sweet that nigga like, God. I was like, nigga.
That nigga said he's accurate.
You a great. I'm done.
Hey, man.
I call it quits.
That nigga telegraphed the punches, nigga.
Man, that man was great.
That wasn't the only fight I lost, though, in my life.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, if you done been in enough, you ain't gonna let you, I don't know who.
I got to fight with some finger wave one time.
No.
Nigga, what the what?
Some finger wave, bro. Yeah.
What happened?
They were doing finger wave back then.
Oh, so you got to fight with the nigga.
Man, I had the whole top laid. I walked out the door and got the fame.
I ain't never do no hairstyle no more.
Your shit look like Big Red when he was hanging that nigga out the window.
Say it again. Say it again, bro.
That shit look like Big Red.
Get what I did. Get what I did. Get what I did. When I seen I was losing that fight.
That go to police?
Same thing.
Oh,
get no out of there.
Everybody took off faster than they did the last
shit,
time.
Shit, my nigga.
I should have said that. Cause
that shit worked. It worked every time.
They go to police.
I should have thought of that.
Funny thing about it, y'all think I'm playing.
No, I don't.
Fuck, I don't.
Fuck, we don't, nigga.
Nope.
I know for a fact. Oh,
bro, that time the nigga threw me on the sidewalk and hit my shoulder. So I knew my get up. Yeah, like literally. Boom, and my shoulder hit the ground, that bitch went the wrong way. And I knew my get up game wasn't gonna be where it was supposed to be, so I didn't try to get up.
You just stayed there.
Did I go to police?
Hey.
I had gel all in my eye and shit. It was like brown gel too. Somebody, you bleeding.
Damn. That nigga done whooped the finger waves off your ass. Hey, like I said, when that nigga Big Red pulled cuz back in the
way. Bro, get wet, bro. Get wet. Little bitty nigga too, bro. Not a little bitty nigga.
Hey, you don't need to fight short, nigga.
Bro, hey.
Bro,
look, it worked out for me, bro. I want to tell you a good one though, but you know,
man, hey man, I had to
put the blunt down. I didn't choke about four
man,
times.
Man, low, you say, bro, get what I said. They go to police.
I'm gonna tell you, them fight, then I won a couple of those, you know, but hey, I ain't gonna tell you about those.
I literally nah, didn't choke.
Was this but one. The ones I lost, or whatever.
That's so weird. That make you a real nigga. The ones is the ones that he lost.
I ain't never wear finger waves again. He taught me a lesson.
Why? Did the nigga fight you because of the finger waves?
No, nigga, you get your ass with the hairdo, don't never put that hairdo back in.
Right.
It ain't went for me.
Right.
Evidently.
What made you get the finger waves in the first place?
Trying to impress the girl. Everything I do is trying to impress a girl.
God damn. So when you walked out with the finger waves, did a nigga hate on your finger waves?
See,
like, fuck your finger waves.
I think the nigga wanted to fight you before.
No, see, you looking at the pictures thinking, oh, them nigga with them finger waves there. No, nigga back then.
No, man, I know that.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. No, I don't know
nigga,
about
his
real,
uncle
nigga.
Do finger waves. Right, exactly. You was getting on me about that, nigga. You got
now you mad. Yeah, that's
ain't no
that's why.
My hair, though.
That's why, because he got his ass on.
I didn't do my hair. I was thinking more like Eddie from Five Heartbeats. Eddie had finger waves. What about Eddie?
They whooped his ass too.
What about JT? That, but I named the right nigga though there. But JT had finger waves. Everybody in the movie had finger waves.
That big nigga whooped JT ass too for fucking his wife.
I should have left that shit in the movie.
You should have.
I'm trying to tell you, boy. I was playing the wrong character that night. I should have been rocking that boy out there.
When he got on the floor, he knew he couldn't get up.
That nigga said,
man, that'd be the worst.
I knew my get up game wasn't gonna be with us. I don't never see when the nigga get knocked out. He run forward there. Boom. No, I ain't wanna be that nigga.
Nah,
you that get all this skipped up too. You know, you gotta take what you gonna got already.
You get your ass whooped with some finger waves in, and then they come undone, but the back part still be crispy. Still crispy around the floor.
Your ass looking like a little weird
dog. Seen
what,
hound
dog?
Oh my God, man.
Then you gotta go home and watch that shit out yourself.
Mm-mm. I went right back over there to the mother who did it and had them wash it out. And I cursed them out. Oh, you put these damn things in my goddamn hair. I couldn't even fight back. Like she had something. Oh, that was good. That was good.
Once you got back.
Yeah, I just, when the police came.
Hey man, what song? What was you singing in jail though?
Cause the police
didn't
ever come
about that shit.
Oh yeah,
what were you singing in jail?
Well, you gotta think about it, when you in a hole in jail, like you know what I mean, you in the cell, you ain't no TV, ain't no
nothing
radio, ain't nothing. So you know you sitting in there, you can lose track of time or whatever. And so you know that you got nigga doing poems, you got somebody who got one book he done read it 13 times in 2 weeks. You know to everybody, cause ain't nobody got no books. And so you know. You got niggas that sing. Niggas in that bitch singing every song in the book. But I ain't gonna tell you the song that I was singing back then because it wouldn't be appropriate for this moment because the artist, you know, who was popular at the time.
Okay, I get what you okay.
Had all of the hot songs, yeah.
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 Talking
about
Kilo?
Nah.
The other dude.
With the one who would remain nameless.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Tuna!
You ain't warming, you finna do it again. You almost headbutted me again, see?
Cause you ain't know what I was gonna do then.
Hey man,
he ain't gonna headbutt you $2.
This has been one of the funniest experiences I've ever had in my life, my nigga. Straight up, bro. Hey man,
$2. This is the trap, man.
Legend, man.
You can come to the trap now.
I definitely appreciate y'all, boy, for having me through. You know, R.I.P. Shout out. I wouldn't be shit without shouting.
Hey man, give us a shout out little story before we get out of here.
Oh, I gave you the bad one.
You did.
It wouldn't be shit without him.
You right.
Everything, you know what I mean? That's what I would say, you know? I mean, I seen him do the community thing before that. I seen him do a lot of stuff or whatever, but when he said he was gonna do it, he goddamn, you know, put the equipment in there, built the booth, you can see through the little thing. You know, I ain't never been a part of nothing like that. I ain't even ever really been. I've been in the studio a couple of times, but I mean, this being built for us. So, you know, I mean, shit, that's the best story I could tell, you know? He said he was gonna do it, and we came through for him.
Man, salute
to
y'all,
boy.
Thank y'all, man.
Shout out that boy. Luke B. Stunt, man. What's happening, man?
Don't leave him hanging, Fabo.
They got to come up here.
Ow!
$2. You tell them they got to come to the trap.
Oh, yeah, man. You know them boys got down. You got to holler at them, reach out to them, man. You know
Luke B. was like viral the other day for cussing
one of the niggas at the gas
station. Yeah, nigga on Camilton Road. He cussing the nigga out at the gas station.
Oh, Luke B. Boy, Luke B. don't play. But yeah, Moby, you gonna pay your dude, boy. Moby got them. He went in Burger King, boy. He just asking for basic stuff or whatever. If you in the neighborhood, you know what I mean? Shit, pay your dude. Me don't take much. Give a nigga a cup of water if he asked for a cup of water. Don't put everybody out the store. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You got some people who come by there 30 times a day, but then, you know, somebody walk in the door clear and you never seen them before and you might be thirsty. Give him a cup of water or whatever. You know, I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, right. You take from the community, you need to get something back. Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
Motherfuckers running up in here buying shit all day, and you act like you can't let a nigga put a poster in the window. Fuck out of here, nigga.
We come here every day.
Facts, big facts.
Every day. If I didn't want to come in here and just get some seat, I think I paid rent in this.
Oh, we ain't never had no problem. I ain't never had no problem at the store.
Right.
Boy, who? Boy, 50 cent worth of gas, boy, you won't be here no more.
Say what?
Pray for Jesus.
That's it. Leave it at that, man.
You dig what I'm saying? The stove with the stove, man. You dig what I'm saying?
Your own gas, too, if you're a gas station.
Yes, sir, ski. Boy, Ryan, eh?
Yeah,
what you got? Sound like a Hemi.
A hole in the muffin.
No, that's a 325, 350.
Right
now? Yes, I'm not. Nice.
Wait,
that time,
wait, see
that.
My, wait, you see my new toy I just got.
A 400, but he do need to dive down and put something on that muffler.
Got to tiptoe around. You hear me?
You know what you got to put on the back of that motherfucker?
What?
Ow!
Ow!
$2. $2.
My new
toy.
You finna
do it again? I was doing one of my
you mean, you don't want to do it again? Come on, all right, let's do it together, motherfucker. Let's do it again. Here we go.
$2.
Hold up, nigga, I got to be the fan. They got $2.
I was thinking you do it by yourself. You got to be fucked up. Hell no. You stop me, man. We got to go together. We got
to
go together. Come on. We
got
to go together this time.
$2.
I didn't know if you were going to get me this
time. Yeah, nigga.
We're going to go together. How about we wait this in real
we
time?
We both like, nigga, now, nigga.
Nah, all right, nigga. I gotta wait.
All right, man.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate y'all, boy, for having me on, though.
Come on, man. You're a legend, man.
Legend, Fabo.
Motherfucking legend, game, buddy.
Yeah.
Anytime, man.
Anytime. Yeah.
We fuck with you over here at the 85 South Show, man.
We give motherfuckers that flower by the hill. You dig?
Yeah, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing.
Yeah, bring me that big wheel my daddy didn't give me either. Goddamn. Y'all got giving away flowers to everybody. I want something different.
You want a big wheel, my buddy? Yeah, I don't even make them no more.
Yeah, they do. They got 3-in-1. That bitch will be a scooter now. See, you ain't even seen all
so
that.
So you don't want to raise the scooter?
I just want to put it in the closet and say I got something different.
It ain't going to fit in the closet. You better be careful what you say, man. It's a lot of people watch this show. Somebody going to fuck around and build you a goddamn scooter.
Real talk.
Big ass scooter. And then they're going to, hey, dude, see if y'all we can get this scooter. Favor, man.
Yeah, I definitely worry the shit out of me about it. Yeah,
and then you're mad to find
you got all
you.
My information. This is the same information that Wild and Not got, and I'm trying to find out what they're gonna do about that shit.
I hate to tell you this, Fabo.
Yeah, wait.
I won't nobody else say it. You didn't ask
me. But we already know. But let you know. Say what we already know.
Right. They let us go. They let you go too.
Man, stop, man.
But you looking for some bread? You ain't gonna get it.
Yep.
You ain't gonna get that one.
If you ain't get your money by now, Fabo.
$2. Ow!
You better read the contract.
They told you were going to get that quarter. Yeah, nigga.
That's all they got for you. $2.
So I get my change off the floor.
Let them know how it goes. You don't get paid till shit come out.
Yeah.
We already know that.
And it ain't coming out. You better reread your contract.
I need to let y'all know who Dolemite hit up. Creed Rock. We need to call Creed Rock. Because when Dolemite got in the same situation, Eddie Murphy. You ain't seen the movie.
What?
Creed Rock told him to hit his cousin. He went to the theater himself with it. You see what I'm saying? So maybe we need to.
But that ain't our shit to go get. That's what you're not understanding.
Once we got understand. Five, it was like, we definitely didn't understand.
Alone. But we had to make every effort, you know, for that bread.
He said we had to make every effort. Effort
for that bread. Yeah, you know, we really had to make every effort for it.
Yeah.
Woo.
You don't know what I've been through, man.
Man, get
you
what?
Don't know what
I
I've
can't
seen.
Even imagine.
I've been there, man. I was in the fucking trenches of the money.
The soot.
He's talking about the trenches of the money.
In the soot.
In the soot.
Oh, my God, man.
You OG, man. Forever, man. You dig what I'm saying?
The That's the craziest part about it, going in there trying to negotiate for your goddamn money.
For real?
Oh, my God. That's the worst shit in the world, man.
Some shit that's old to you.
Man.
I like to negotiate for my money in the beginning.
That's where it
yeah, but
down.
It wasn't shit to negotiate because it wasn't shit. They played it so well. They made us think.
I'm gonna let y'all have that conversation.
They made it. Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying in general. They, like in the beginning, when
my man.
I don't want to be in the middle of that conversation.
Oh, you great. Why not turn us up?
Yeah. I don't know nobody who, you know, they were like, man, Fabo was up there too, goddamn. I couldn't tell
but
you.
But he know I wasn't thinking about that.
No, he wasn't thinking about that. We were talking about the whole overall game in the film.
In the game.
I got y'all again.
That's what I was getting at. It wasn't, it ain't that.
He said, I got you again.
Got you again.
Yeah. See, now you're going to make them think that I was telling like, man, he was about to say it. Nah, it wasn't. I wasn't done.
Just speaking in general, man.
Yeah.
Facts.
Sometimes when you out here negotiating these contracts, you got to negotiate right.
Ain't had no more of that blood over there. We won't roll in nothing. Pray for Jesus.
You did.
And then
he going to be like, man, what you asking me about?
You keep on going. We don't have the time.
He's still there.
Oh, shit.
We locked and loaded, man. We appreciate you coming.
Yeah, man, I definitely got a couple of surprises coming real soon, man. You know, I think we did the Finesse movie, and we got a Crystals commercial maybe coming.
You just did the K-Camp
song hard, right, too. Oh, the Tatted Up remix, that song right there will be banging. Yeah, y'all go check that out.
I just seen it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that video crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all were just shooting
it. Yeah, skeeting everywhere. I mean,
wait a minute.
How dare you? All in,
I was skiing the water.
Skiing
the water.
I was skiing the water.
Hey,
nope.
That shit can't cross my head. I can't do that.
You gotta wrap it up.
I said, wrap it up.
Wait till you see the video, though. You're gonna see what I was talking about.
Fabo.
It's $2.
$2.
You're gonna see the video. You're gonna be like, oh, okay. I get it.
Hey, I know one thing, the name of this motherfucking video, the title of this video when it come out gonna be
$2.
$2.
Oh, I had to try it one more time.
You ready?
$2. I figure I do it this time, I might get
paid. Yeah, but now they might sue us, nigga. Don't do it.
We need to get crazy.
Yeah, don't do that.
Can you say be quiet, motherfucker?
Pray for Jesus.
Hey
man, this has been another rendition of the 85 South Show.
Legendary.
And we out here, dude.
OG!
Make sure you tune in this week to catch me on 80 Vibe. Hey,
he's working, yeah. Phone twerking, yeah. Bitches fucking, yeah. In traffic fucking, yeah. We came from nothing, yeah. Yeah, nigga, yeah. Yeah, I raw. Yeah, I kill. Yeah, I get them deals at them California hills. Just because I fell back, that don't mean I fell off. I got big dog status, hitters knock your head off. Smoking weed at the school, getting in trouble with the law. Hard-headed ass nigga, mama set your ass off. Hard-hitter ass nigga, down there knocking heads off. Daddy found out I was GD, down there knocked my chest off. Never been a scared nigga, never been no dumb nigga. I wipe out that bread nigga, yeah nigga, yeah nigga. 15 popping mess, nigga, could've been a dead nigga. You heard what I said, nigga, yeah nigga, yeah.
Duke Deuce, and you know I'm rocking with 85. What the fuck?